point.
Yeah.
We tend to lose focus a little bit. We don't see anybody for a whole year, and then we have to squeeze it all in the 3 weeks to Christmas.
Mm. We do.
Craziness. Yeah. Talking about some craziness, I guess the centres are going probably pretty crazy at the moment. They're going crazy all the time, but our focus in the last couple of weeks has been around the pool and swimming and water. And is that where we're sort of saying again today?
Yeah, look, you're right, Daz. It is as the weather warms up, more people come in for a casual swim. And we've still got our swim lessons on, of course, and we get our regulars as well. But I thought today with people coming in and families especially, we might talk about parents and their role around having kids in the pool.
Yep.
And what a lot of parents don't realise or don't think about. They think, oh, we've got the lifeguards there, we can just let the kids go. Well, the lifeguards are only there for an emergency.
Yeah.
It is a parent's responsibility to look after their children. And, you know, we are continually doing that, and we continually find children are running away from the parents and the parents aren't monitoring them. But it is a parent's responsibility. And it can be, you know, it can only be moments when a child can get into trouble. We've had instances at all of our pools where a parent has actually been looking after the child. The child might have just gone behind them, or they've just taken their eyes off them for a while, and all of a sudden they're underwater.
Wow.
And they're in serious trouble, and then the parent, you know, doesn't think about it for 10-15 seconds, and all of a sudden literally the child is in serious trouble, and we've called ambulances.
Wow.
Etc.
It's a great point, because the centres are very, very good at having a good number of experienced, trained lifeguards always looking. And you watch them when you're working out in the gym, and you think, you know, they're on the ball. It's almost like eagles. You know, they're just watching. But when you get to the extreme amounts of people that are actually in that pool at any given time, there's only so many places that they can look. And it doesn't, as you said, it doesn't take long for something to happen. So don't rely upon these guys to do the job that you should be doing.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And look, what we say is that if your child is under 5 or 5 and under, they should be within arm's reach at all times. Now, that sounds okay, but it is difficult.
Yep.
And you've got to be on your, you know, really attentive, because you know, we know young children, they can just, they get excited, they have fun, and, you know, they can slip away. But within arm's reach, because they'll go under. And if they're under 10, keep them in within eyesight as well. Okay, they're a bit more capable children, who, you know, a little bit older, 6 to 10. But you need to be aware of where they are and what they're doing, because they can get in trouble as well.
I think as well, I mean, the swimming lessons are great. They're normally very structured, and then all of a sudden you get to the summertime and everyone goes in together. There is kids everywhere. It's not structured. There's kind of heads bobbing around all over the place. The kids are having the time of their life. Mum or dad just looks in their bag for something, and all of a sudden you look up and then you can't find them. Which one's mine?
Exactly right. And that's what we talked about last week
too.
It's an important part of about learning safety around water is to have the swim lessons, but come along outside of swim lessons, experience an unstructured environment as well. And the pools are a very safe environment. For the millions of people that go through pools, there's very, very few incidents. But have that, and they learn as well from it. But make sure, you know, keep them very, very close.
It's interesting too, it's interesting also that people will tend to go to that environment and they'll play by the rules. You think that's great because they're keeping within arm's length and they're keeping a watch of the kids up to 10 years old. But then they go to someone's house on a weekend, all of a sudden the rules go out the window. Now, the whole idea is not only obeying the rules for safety's sake at the centres, but also understanding the importance of those rules. So when you go for a swim at the neighbour's pool over summer when it's 40 degrees and it's great, your kids can have a swim, and they jump in the pool, be there with them. Don't just forget the rules afterwards.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually exactly what I was just thinking. It's not like the 70s anymore. Everyone just used to kind of hang out around the pool, and there was no fences back in the... I mean, safety has increased so much. But there are still accidents that happen.
And a lot of accidents. And there's probably more drownings or incidents in backyard pools than there are in public swimming pools, because most public swimming pools very well supervised by our lifeguards. Whereas, as we know, around the backyard pool, as you said, Daz, that, you know, the rules sometimes just go out the window, unfortunately. But we always have to be aware around water. Now, whether that's a pool, whether that's the beach, whether there's waves or not, rivers, lakes as well. And they're a whole different different kettle of fish. I'll have to get Jackie in to talk about those and safety around rivers and lakes and down the beach.
Just look, there's no secret that I've got a dog now. I've been telling everyone. He's a nightmare. Anyway, that's another story. But it just this conversation's just brought me back to when I was very, very young, and I'd say early 80s, and my dad will be listening this morning, and I'm sorry, Dad, I'm about to bring back a horrible memory, but back in the days before pools had fences around them, our dog drowned in the pool.
Oh, no.
It was absolutely devastating. Just a little dog. But it is now, you know, now we've got fences. We have to have fences. But you've got to make sure the gate's shut as well. It's just those little things that you just, you know, you're running out the door in the middle of the morning. Mm. You're throwing things around and you're throwing kids in the car. And it's those little things that you just got to really keep your eye on.
Look, isn't that a classic? And appreciate you sharing that story,
awful.
Cindy.
I'll never forget my parents sitting me down and actually, it brings it back to that
I
moment.
I can see it in you right now.
It
You're
was
still
devastating.
Feeling it.
Yeah.
And so there are implications, you know, the family pet.
Yes.
You know, and the effects of that can have on a family. Imagine your child, you know, or and the ripple effect in your family, the community, the school.
Yep.
So it's really important to, as we've talked about, have the swim lessons, learn how to swim, learn about safety around the water. And our swim programs are very heavily around safety in the water. But to experience that unstructured environment, but in a supervised way, so the kids learn and learn in a good environment. So as they get older, they will act responsibly and know how to get out of a tough situation.
Really important. Now, there must be some exciting things happening through the December-January period at the centres. Are you able to share what's coming up?
Look, in every January, we have lots of, when you say in the hot days, we have lots of activities on.
Mm.
And there's certainly, and keep an eye at onekc.com.au for the activities and the activity calendar that we'll be putting up right across the pools, which is Ark Race and Doveton Pool in the Park, which opens tomorrow. It's open every day where the forecast is 30 degrees or above. So it's been a lot of work put in there to get that one open. But the big news for us coming up is 24/7, and I have mentioned this before, we've got our new strength in equipment in at Race. I'm not sure whether you guys have been over there to have a look.
Off the grid the last two weeks with my back. Yeah. Due
I've
to get back again next
dog.
Week.
Yeah, so get over to, if you are a member, get into Casey Race. We've got brand new strength equipment. Talk to the staff because it is different. It is better, but it is different. And we've installed all of the security measures for our 24/7. We're doing the induction videos at the moment, getting that ready. And so we're thinking, you know, for those that are people that are already members, probably mid-December, but we'll be having a, you know, big song and dance in January.
Oh, great.
So, we're really looking forward to that. A lot of work. You wouldn't believe how much work has gone into getting ready for 24/7. So, yeah, over summer, 24/7, lots of activities in our pools for the hot weather. It's going to be another busy time.
Love
and if
it.
You're thinking out there of getting involved with the centres, just pop down, ring up and make an appointment, which is always best. Sit down and talk to somebody about what you're looking to do. Maybe it's just getting involved with some swimming. Maybe it's just getting involved with some fitness. Now's the time to get involved. Go down and chat to somebody. Make your decisions from there. You'll be very, very impressed with the centres. Baz, hope you have a great Friday today and an awesome weekend coming up. We look forward to catching up with you again next Friday.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here again. And, I'm hoping to have a special guest next Friday.